Many years ago, an Australian horror podcast vanished into the deepest, darkest corner of the world. It remained hidden away until a diamond in the rough was worthy enough to search and recover it. That diamond in the rough's name was Danny Boy. Now prepare yourself as he brings you Volume 2 of the Creepy Crap Podcast.
Hello, creepy crapsters, it's Danny Boy. How are yous all? You having a good one today?
It's episode 7. Ooh, 7 minutes in heaven.
Seventh heaven, seven and etc.
Yes, it's episode 7 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Boy. Thanks again for listening. And we've got a great episode. And great is in, I think it's going to be good because it's not a good movie. I'm taking a rough guess. I've just got a vibe on this one. I feel like I've been enjoying some of them. And like, you know, I throw it out there. Most of the time, I don't know if I've seen it yet. So I don't know if it's going to be good yet. But this one, I've got the vibe. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my loins, my plums. I can feel it. And for episode 7, I've chosen a movie called The Legend of Jack and Jill. Or just Jack and Jill. Depends which country you're from. It's from 2021. Goes for 91 minutes. Has a rating. Here we go. 3.2 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. It stars no one you've ever heard of. The 3.2 makes me feel I've got a stinker on my hands here, and I love them. I love them when they're bad. It is also in the English countryside though, so I'm a little bit worried that's gonna sway me into liking it, but we'll see. You know, not everything in the countryside makes me go crazy. Don't even know why I like the countryside so much. I would never live there. It just looks cool. But here's the synopsis anyway. A horror retelling of the nursery rhyme Jack and Jill. A group of friends grieving a recent loss meet up with one another, only to discover they're being hunted by Jack and Jill. Short and sweet that was. And yes, let's see if the movie itself is going to be sweet. Oh, only time will tell. Here we go. It's episode 7. Thanks for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. Let's start the movie. Okay, everyone, we're in the 13-minute mark now. And what we've seen is it starts off, there's a mum running off with the two little kids. That's Jack and Jill. She's getting chased by some crazy guy. Kind of looks like he's in like an orderly outfit. So maybe she's escaped from somewhere. That's just a guess. Maybe he's just wearing a white outfit. He do look pretty psycho though. But she's running away. She stops and basically sacrifices herself essentially, and was like, see that big hill over there? Keep running and never turn back. So they run off. I don't know, we don't see what happens to her, but it's assumed she gets taken by him or killed or whatever the hell. Then it cuts to 15 years later. We see some reporter. She's going up into the mountains. I don't think she says exactly why she's there, but you see a bunch of missing person signs and all that sort of shit posters as the gate as she walks in. She starts walking in. She sees the bucket that Jack was holding earlier, and it's still shiny. 15 years later, a metal bucket, not rusty. Bullshit. Continuity much? And then we see sort of Jack and Jill in the background, and they're running through the trees and all that sort of shit. She gets stabbed. Fakest looking blood. It's basically brown. It's like her fucking blood type Nutella. Like, what's the deal? But she fucking gets stabbed. And then you see both of them. They're kind of like, they're tall and they got like mutiny looking faces. Like their faces are real fuck. Like, I don't know why they went from little kids to suddenly they look like this. It's not explained yet. Maybe just living in the mountains made them fucked up. I don't see that happening. It's not explained. But Jill chops her head off with an axe, which assumed again, you don't get to see it. And then we cut to another girl. She's looking at a photo and I thought it was a sister. Maybe the reporter was there to look for the guy that was her boyfriend that went missing. I'm not sure what the connection is here. Not explaining that much, but it looks like this group of friends are all reuniting after like ages of their friend disappearing, which was the main girl's boyfriend. And they're all kind of sad and haven't seen each other because they're kind of like, oh, we don't know how to deal with this. But let's go have a trip in the mountains, a hiking trip. We saw Jack and Jill come out of this medieval cave, sort of house thing on a hill. Look kind of fucked up, but it's probably cool to see what it looks like inside. And they're just there. They sort of crawl around a bit animalistic, that sort of thing. And then we just see the group and they're staying at a hostel, I think, before they start their big climb the next day. One guy's like oiling up his muscles and the other guy's sort of checking him out. You get the vibe that he's gay but hasn't told his friends. And the guy's like, what, you never check out any birds? Why are you never looking at chicks? And then he's like, oh yeah, I'm just looking at legends and meth. So I feel like this is the guy who's going to be the one who's like, hey, did you hear about the legend of Jack and Jill? There's always that one person that knows suddenly the urban legend of whatever the fuck's attacking them there that no one else in the world has ever heard of. Yeah, I read about it in the book conveniently 2 seconds before we got here. That's all that's happened so far. So yeah, it's a group of people. Some of them think they're going to have a wild weekend. Some probably aren't. One's grieving. I don't know. A bunch of mixed emotions. One was trying to go for an Emmy for how upset she was as the grieving best friend. And I don't know, questionable feelings about the guys. Who knows? But that's all we've seen so far. Mutant Jack and Jill.
Bill and a bunch of friends are about to have a hiking trip together. Let's keep going. So at the 33 minute mark now, and here's a recap of what we've just seen. They're at the hostel still. Greg is kind of checking out Danny a little bit, and then he's like, why aren't you checking out chicks, man? Are you looking at girls on that? And he's like, nah, I'm looking at maps. I'm looking at urban legends, actually. And then they go on to the next scene. They're having drinks, and someone's like, hey, I heard you talking about urban legends earlier. And he's like, you were listening? What'd you hear? He's like, well, actually, there's one for this local area. It turns out that this lady once, she was kind of inbred with a brother that were married, and they had these two kids, and she got captured, but there was like a lot of sexual abuse in the home she was in. So she escaped one day, and then an orderly went to chase her, but we never saw the orderly again, and we never heard from the mum. But it says that the two kids are still around, and that's what we saw earlier, and that explains why there was an orderly chasing her. Because I was like, why is that guy fucking wearing white for? You're not Colonel Sanders, bro. And then it was weird because the fucking kids did not have fucked up faces, but now they look so fucked up. They're kind of just looking like they're wearing like ET eye masks or something. It's only their face. You can see the Jill girl looks pretty hot if she doesn't have that little fucking thing on her face. You can tell she looks all right. Their skin and their lips are nice. You're like, make the rest of them. They just got these little weird cuts of blood, and that's enough to make them like mutant because they've kind of got these big foreheads with the eyebrows that are kind of Neanderthalish and shit like that. That's just their general look. Otherwise, they just look like two fucking tall Swedish people or something like that. A boy and a girl. That's it. That's Jack and Jill, basically, only with like weird fucking eye masks on. It's like, it's obviously the makeup. They're meant to be inbred. They will look fucking normal as kids, and now suddenly they've grown into these hideous fucking creatures that live in the fucking woods, and she jumps around like she's an ape, and it's just weird. But yeah, they meet these two girls in the morning. Turns out that one of them's the sister of the reporter earlier, and she's missing, and she's like, have you seen my sister? We're gonna go in the hills and have a look around for her because that's where she was last seen. So that's our plan. And we're like, yeah, cool, we're gonna head off soon, we'll see you up there. And the two girls go for a hike, and then instantly they see Jill. Straight away they see this fucking bucket, this shiny ass bucket. But yeah, it's like, why is this always here? It gets picked up. It's bait. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they see it so often. We're like, we get it. Jack and Jill are nearby. That's the whole fucking point of this. Obviously, this mountain's where they live. We get it. But they keep going past, and Jill's on this tree sitting there like a little ape, and then, or primate, whatever, you know what I mean? A little monkey. She's like, wow. And she's sitting there, and they're like, oh God, are you okay? What's going on? And then one of them gets attacked by Jack, and then they turn around and Jill's gone. So the other one runs off, finds this weird fucking like hut that's like a shrine. It's got crosses, little fucking mementos that have been taken away from people. And if they've been there for ages, they're fucking shiny and look brand new. Nothing in this. They're like, hey, you know, if it's meant to look old, make it look dirty at least. Fuck. I don't even make movies and I know if I'm making something. You don't find a treasure chest and it looks fucking shiny and brand new. It's like, this is from the 1800s, was it? Looks pretty fucking shiny. I don't know. It's just weird. It's like a weird detail that you feel like someone should have been like, maybe we just put a little bit of dirt on it. Rub it in the dirt real quick. It's gonna look a lot fucking more authentic. That has been taken from someone or some shit, you know what I mean? There was a bit of a struggle. I don't know. It's just weird. But then the other group starting, they haven't gone that far for some reason. They seem to be safe. This is their safe night in the horror world, I guess, you know, where they get that one night where no one's attacking them. But I haven't seen the rest from onwards here, so maybe they might get attacked. But they're sitting around the fire. Lulu is interested in Greg, and Denny's talking to Greg about Lulu, and they're like, you should go for her, man. She's keen. He's like, yeah, not really my thing. I'm kind of like someone else, but I know they don't like me. And Denny's like, oh, which one is it? One of them? One of the other two girls? And one of the other girls, the main girl, is Eden, and she's just a killjoy. I get her fucking partner, boyfriend died, but she just brings down the mood constantly. It's like, they're here to have some fun. Let's just have some fun. Stop bringing the mood down. She does cry on her own, but she does bring the mood down when she's in the group as well. She's a bit of a killjoy. They're kind of here for her sake, and she's just not trying to make the most of it. But anyway, it turns out that Greg definitely does love Danny, and he's gay, and the rest don't know that. It's obviously he's in the closet and keeping it secret, which is cool, but he kind of wants Danny, and Danny's not into him like that. And yeah, he has to tell Lulu, and she's supportive. But yeah, that's what we've seen so far. There's this little dynamic in the group. It was almost like two couples in Eden, because Danny wanted Eden at one point, and there's that little bit of history there as well. But that's what we've seen so far. Jack and Jill didn't kill those two girls earlier. They've definitely got them hidden somewhere at some point, because I feel like maybe these two groups are going to combine at some point before they all start getting killed off. That's all I've seen so far, so let's keep hiking on. Okay, so we're almost at the 56 minute mark now, and what has happened really is that the group has decided to go through Gilmore Pass, which is where Hansel and Gretel live, and instead of going another way, which would have added a couple extra days, so they decided to go that way. Jack and Jill, I mean, not Hansel and Gretel. They've decided to go that way, and it's like, you know, it's the shortcut. Oh, fucking conveniently, of course it is, you know, but oh, what's gonna happen? You're right in there, fucking fucking killing ground and all that sort of shit. It sounds so good on the map. I know, that's the shortcut. There's always some catch to it. Otherwise, it would be the way. That's a quote from something. I can't remember what it's from. You know, if anyone remembers that, you know, holler at me, boy. That's the fucking choice they've decided to make. The group decides to split for some reason, though. Like, Tamsin and Denny decide to go one way, and the others go that way. I think something involved climbing. So, two were keens, and the other three weren't. So, they're like, all right, we'll meet back up at some other point. You know, if we go that way and that way, meets at the end. It's like, just fucking go together. Jesus. You're meant to be here as a group. Why would you split up? Such a horror fucking mistake. Such a stupid move. But yeah, Tamsin and Denny go away. They're screaming at fucking off a rock because they're getting their angers out about the thing about their best mate dying. And I don't think it explains exactly how he died. I don't know. If it did, I missed it completely. They're all upset about it for different reasons. But anyway, they're screaming, getting it all out. And then they realize that Tamsin's kind of upset that no one's ever really gone for her. So Denny hooks up with her. And then we see them back at this camping site. And then it's like, they've got so much camping shit though. They've got fucking camping chairs, a 10-man tent, all this other shit. I'm like, and you only see them with a backpack. You don't even see rolled up sleeping bags, floor mats, or nothing. It's like, where the fuck did all this equipment come from? Just conveniently popped out of the fucking bag? Do you have Art the Clown's fucking garbage bag? Or a TARDIS or some shit? TARDIS is the only way you can explain small things having so much shit because there's so much room in the inside. It's crazy that you have this fucking tent that looks cool for the fucking sake of it, but it doesn't seem explained. You don't just have that fucking size tent. It's huge. And for two people, even if they knew they were going to stay together that night, which they didn't, it seems fucking huge. Have they got like king mattress in there? Crazy, bro. They're fucking screaming around and all this sort of shit. They're like already hooking up. We don't get to see a sex scene though. That's a bit lame. And another point just to point out is that the two guys are fucking muscly as hell in this. It's crazy. Unless they're glamour muscles, it's a bit of a shame that they don't use it to their advantage to fight off anything. I don't know what Greg does, but Denny gets attacked and he's basically destroyed by Jill very fucking quickly. She throws him on the ground, stabs him a lot of times, which is fucking stupid because you see at one point she's literally holding the blade of the knife. So that's implying that she's only putting the tip of it in because it would be going up to where her hand is holding, or she's slicing a fucking hand up every single time. I feel like she didn't even think to hold the fucking blade for it. It seemed like a stupid mistake. I don't know if it's noticeable, but if you ever watch this, look at how she fucking stabs him. It's very fucking stupid. You don't fucking stab people holding the fucking blade. Very dumb. But anyway, Denny is dead. All those muscles wasted. Tamsin did not get to finally have a ride on him. You know, dreams would have come true. Oh my God, he's so muscly. Ooh, mama's getting hot under the collar, girl. Mmm, I want a slice of that cake. Ooh, wee. Oh my God, what are you doing? Keep going. Speaking of hot things, the fucking actress who plays Jill is stunning. It's crazy. Couldn't they have found someone who looks a little bit suited towards the inbred mountain girl sort of look compared to like someone who's clearly a model? And it's absolutely crazy that she, because of a little bit of fucking makeup on her face, is crazy. At one point, she's stabbing him and she's just wearing like a black singlet and you can see her body and it's amazing. It's so fucking weird. Oh yeah, she's inbred, remember? Yeah, it's not really explained why she suddenly became that way, and it's only a little bit of a face. It's not even a nose and a mouth, and it's so dumb. Her teeth look stupid, which I feel like they didn't look like that before. They just kind of look like grills or something like that, like kind of braces, and she's got like a weird, when she talks, because she reads a book after they fucking attack them, and it's just, she's sort of reading it weird. She kind of sounds like she's deaf a little bit. Jack hasn't really talked. He whistles a lot, but he doesn't fucking talk so far. And they also grab Tamsin. They take her down to one spot, and then you think she's dead. She's not. They go to this weird stick shrine hut place again. She manages to escape that again, but runs straight into Jill. Wherever one isn't, the other one is. So between the two of them, they've got the whole fucking area captured. And they basically grab her again. And then it looks like Jill's going to be like, no, no, don't. Because he's got the axe. But she just grabs it and does it herself. So both of those two are definitely dead. And yeah, Jill is reading a book to Jack, stroking his head. They're just sort of sitting there. So she can talk a little bit. He doesn't seem like he can. But then you see a flashback and it goes back, them standing a little bit further away. And then the mum goes back to the orderly and he's like, I'm gonna fucking come for you too as well. And then you see the mum tackle the fucking orderly off a cliff and then they're both dead. Oh shit. And she's just like, run, run while you can. But then you look off the fucking cliff because the kids go over the edge to see if their mum's dead. And it's just a hill. It's like, at worst, you would have maybe broken a leg or something like that. It wasn't like they landed on rocks. It's just a bit of a hill and they've taken a jump off it. You could have rolled down the fucking hill like Jack and Jill. Bumped a head and rolled down the hill or whatever the fucking story is. Oh, it's crazy. It's like, couldn't you have pretended to jump off a hill where you would have landed safely and then fucking film the last part down the bottom of rocks at the bottom like of a steep cliff or something? It seems so fucking stupid. It's like, they wouldn't have died from that. Especially both of them. She tackled him. She would have landed on him and been fucking sweet out. She landed on soft grass. What part killed it? The fucking shock of how stupid that was? I don't understand what the fuck's going on in this. It's so dumb. The deaths are so fucking convenient. They're so knocked out so easy. It's so weak. They don't want to use any fucking special effects. Like, surely you could do better fucking kills than this. I don't know much about fucking special effects or making a movie, but God, you could have done a little bit better than that, I would have imagined. But enough shitting on them for that. We head back to the other group. We see them waking up. They're all like, oh, let's go. And they're so sort of happy, but like the conversation seems so fake and shitty. Eden doesn't talk much. The blonde girl Lulu is just happy. And Greg's sort of like, yeah, he's kind of positive as well. So those two are kind of like, let's go. We're stuck with Sad Sack. Let's find out where the other two fucking went and let's keep going. So it's only a matter of time before Jack and Jill find them because they're pretty close, I'm guessing. There's only 30 minutes left, so let's see how this thing ends, hey? In the end of the movie, what we saw was that they went back to the camp to try to find the others. They realize there's a lot of empty camping stuff, but no people. What's going on? They get a little bit worried. They go back. Meanwhile, while Lulu and Greg were checking that out, Eden's having herself a nice little panic attack. There's a bit of a flashback. I assume it's her in the shower. You see blood coming down as if maybe she was slitting her wrists or something. She's really taken her boyfriend dying pretty hard. She has a massive panic attack. They're really good at overacting with emotions and crying and panic attacks and shit like that. One hyperventilates at one point and it's so over the top. Whoa, dial it down. And then when they have a fight, it looks so shit. One or the other, pick a lane. Come on, let's mix it up. Let's get a little even ground here. But the three of them get together. They're walking around. They're like, come on, what are we doing? Lulu freaks out. She sees a camp. Fire freaks out. What's going on? I don't know what's going on. She panics so badly and I'm like, what are you going on about? You don't see anything that really makes you think that Danny or the others are dead at this point. But she goes to take a pee at one point. She gets grabbed by Jack. She punches him and runs off and she keeps running and the other two don't really know where she's gone and then they just start wandering off and they keep walking and then they eventually see at one point she's like, come on, he's after me, and they start running and then they just run for a little while longer and then they're already back at the hostel. And you think, like, it took them 2 days to get to this point and now they're back at the hostel within like 2 or 3 hours. How quick were you running, or was the distance not that far and you just camped way earlier than you should have? It seems like it's not consistent with the distance because it seems like it's pretty far away. It was a day away and now they're just there. I don't know. The distance doesn't make any sense. Not a huge detail, but they're back at the hostel and then they finally get there and Greg's like, oh, phew. And then fucking Jack shoots a bow at him, gets Greg right in the fucking abs and he's fucking down. And then they tie him up and then there's this weird scene with Jill where they're kind of, she's gonna rape him or something. It's hard to tell what's going on. She strips him off and then she's kind of playing around with his boxes like she's about to pull him down and you think like she's about to ride him, but then maybe she's about to cut his dick off and it's a bit hard to tell. But he manages to break free and punch her out. But prior to that happening, Eden's in the room as well. She got grabbed by Hansel and then they're like sitting in the room. It's kind of weird, like it just kind of blurred together. Lulu walks into the room, Jack comes up behind him and fucking slits the throat and you're like, Jesus, damn, she's down. And then he breaks free, punches Jill, runs off. So Eden and Greg are still safe for a while and they manage to end up somehow back at the hut. So they've gone from here to straight back there. So the journey distancing doesn't make any sense whatsoever. They're back to the fucking shrine hut thing. Lulu's dead. They find Danny and the others dead and Greg gives him a nice little kiss. And then Jack pops back up again. And then fucking Gretel tries to come in. Oh, fuck. Why am I so set on Hansel and Gretel? I didn't say the names earlier, but anyway, let's keep going. We'll just say Hansel and Gretel. No, Jack and Jill, we get it. They having a go at them. And then somewhere along the line, the good old fucking pail, the bucket, comes into it. Greg grabs it and just fucking caves in fucking Jack's head. He's dead. And they're all like, oh no. And then Eden is talking to Jill about all this shit. And then she goes, I get that it's upsetting. I've lost someone and all this. And it's kind of like, yeah, it's more upsetting because it's like, well, you killed my friends and then I killed your brother. And then there was a kiss between the two of them as well at one point. Jack and Jill had a little kiss. Bit weird, but I guess they're inbred, so I guess that's bound to happen. So Jill kind of lets them go. And then Greg and Eden are just running off. They sort of stop at the tree and they're like, oh God, I'm worn out. And then you see all this blood come out of Greg's mouth and Jill has chased them. She's gone back for revenge, killed Greg. And then Eden's like, why? And then within seconds, they're back at the fucking hostel. Where is the, is this hostel literally at the bottom of this mountain? Because it seems pretty bloody close the way you're darting back and forth. Before it was like sunshine and then it was nighttime just to get a couple bits of distance away. Now it's here. Oh, I couldn't focus on how quick they were going back and forth suddenly. But now they're back at the gates of the hostel and Eden's talking to Jill through the doors and she goes, it wasn't fair. You know, your mum took all that abuse in the asylum and she just wanted to look after you, but she had to die to do that. And oh, you guys have had so rough and all this sort of shit. And then she lets her leave. So Eden gets in the car to leave. And then of course she looks up and then Jack is mysteriously alive again, back in the back seat. He's like, and then you see a little fucking blood coming out of Eden's mouth. And Jack stabbed her a bunch through the car seat, it was assumed. You never see them physically get stabbed really in this or cut or anything like that. They don't do any effects where they lose a limb or get sliced up. Or if they do, it's really blurry and you don't see anything. But Eden's basically dead. And then Jill's so happy because she can hear him laughing in the car and she's like, oh, my brother's alive. They go back up the hill, back to the mountain cave they haven't really shown ever since the beginning. And that's the end. That's the end of the movie. Every person that was in it that wasn't Jack and Jill have died. And they just go back to where they live in some weird cave mountain house and keep continuing to kill backpackers and people who go hiking. And that's how Jack and Jill ended. That's the end of the movie. So pretty much it was not that good of a movie. It just kind of was boring. It kind of just followed like a bunch of backpackers, hikers, campers, all that sort of shit get fucking chopped up like a slasher film. It was just kind of all the slashing part, considering it was fucking rated R. The effects were so shit for the killing part. I mean, you don't have to be like, oh, show everything. There was no fucking good kills or anything. It was always like a stab that was off screen and then just blood and they died really quick and then they just come back conveniently and they just do a bunch of things that happen and not much story. You don't really get too much apart from the mum was abused, ran off, and that's why they're there, but doesn't explain why they're killing everyone now. They did say something about protecting a mountain, so maybe that's it, because they're like, we're going to give our bodies to the mountain, so we have to protect it. That's the only explanation why they're killing people, because why wouldn't they have just killed everyone who worked at the asylum? Not backpackers. Everyone at the asylum is the targets. They're the ones who abused you and abused your mum and all that sort of stuff. Makes no sense why you wouldn't have gone for them instead of backpackers. Backpackers didn't assault your mum. I don't know if I have to give them a reason why they're doing it. It didn't really explain it in the movie, so you're kind of like, ugh. And then they kept going on about the dead boyfriend so much, but I feel like I definitely missed how he died, because otherwise, if he wasn't just killed suddenly, it was a car crash or some shit. But they went there to sort of grieve and party and move on and come together and all that sort of shit, but they didn't really do it. They didn't focus on that. They just made themselves sadder and angrier about shit, and they just kind of dealt with their problems, and Eden just made herself sadder and put herself out of the group. She didn't really celebrate or do anything with them. They were just kind of a bunch of Debbie Downers, and anytime they try to have fun, like Danny or someone try to raise the mood, someone to shoot it down, or Danny and Lulu were kind of the ones who tried to get everyone excited, but Eden just managed to bring it all down, or Tamsin sort of brought it down, and it wasn't that interesting to watch. I've seen it now, I can say that. It's not the worst Jack and Jill film I've ever watched, though. The Adam Sandler one was way worse than this, and that's about it. I don't understand how they traveled from one place to that place so quick. The camping gear thing really fucking put me out. I don't understand how they have 2 10-man tents with all those chairs and then you only see them with a small backpack that doesn't look like it could hold more than 3 bottles of water. Where's the camping gear gone? They forgot about it instantly. Half of them packed it up. Where did it go? You're not holding it ever. Did you just leave it there? Doesn't make any sense, man. Crazy. But that's 2021's Jack and Jill. It was 3.1 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. Seems pretty accurate, pretty consistent with that rating, and that's all I'm going to say on it. But if you want to say something listening to me, then why don't you head over to Instagram or TikTok at the Creepy Crap Podcast, all one word, and that's where you can follow my accounts, Instagram and TikTok. Like my stuff, follow me, send me a message if you want. That's mainly it. I say it every week, but that's it. All one word at Creepy Crap Podcast. Check it out, my funk soul brothers. Yeah, yeah. Thank you again for listening to episode 7, which was Jack and Jill. Went up a hill to fetch a pail of water, bitches. And then they fucking slayed some goddamn Harker's ass, man. Ow! Oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It was Jack and Jill from 2021. It was on Prime if you feel like checking it out. Thank you for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name is Denny Boy. Appreciate you listening as always, and you will catch me on the next one. See you later.